On University of Texas at El Paso Week, we've seen the effects of family separation at the southern border. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Yolanda Chavez-Leyva, associate professor of history, discusses how an art project is giving former caged children a chance to speak.
In recent months, thousands of Central American refugees have entered the United States seeking asylum. Among these thousands are children who accompany their parents and other relatives, and older children who cross the border by themselves. We have seen the images of children crying, looking bewildered as they are separated from their parents. We have viewed the photos of teenagers walking in straight lines amid large white tents in detention centers. However, we have rarely heard from the children. Our exhibit titled Uncaged Art, Tornillo Children's Detention Camp, is providing a window into the personal world of migrant children. My research evaluates how individuals deal with trauma and suffering and how to successfully tell a story that has already been mediated through mainstream media. The University Centennial Museum is displaying 29 salvaged pieces of art out of 400 pieces created by migrant children once held in a secure tent city in Tornillo, Texas. Due to the security associated with the highly politicized shelter, firsthand knowledge of the children's daily routines and experiences remains undisclosed. At the exhibition, some of the art is located behind barbed wire, just as the children lived at Tornillo. The center of the exhibit is a white tent with a bunk bed, replicating the tents where the children slept, ate, and studied. Most of the art is outside the tent. It is uncaged. A 17-year-old from Honduras who had been at Tornillo for 2.5 months visited the exhibit. He told us, "Behind every painting is a child desperate to be free." He reminded us how children, who psychologists have characterized as traumatized, could also produce such beauty.
That was Yolanda Chavez-Leyva of the University of Texas at El Paso. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.